Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it's a busy time for the emergency workers. Give them strength and courage and bravery. Be with whoever they're going to help. Comfort them with your grace, your mercy, and your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 6 years old, and Johnny comes home from first grade, and he asks his mother, "Mom, where do I come from?" Oh, dear, his mother thought, and she wished that the father had been home for that question. And after she had slowly and carefully explained, she asked Johnny, "Why do you ask?" "Well," he said, "my friend Bobby came from Chicago, so I was wondering where I came from." Misunderstandings. Oh, how they exist. Misunderstandings. There are so many misunderstandings in this world, and there are misunderstandings about the love of God. So I would like to make 3 points. 3 points about the love of God. God's love for us. First, love begins with God. God is always the beginning. True or false? God is always the beginning. True. It is always true. God is always the beginning. Verse 7 of our epistle lesson says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." Love begins with God. By ourselves, we are incapable of loving. Although many people believe that love originates with themselves. But if we were to love our own way, it would be a very selfish love. A self-centered kind of love. But as Christians, we know that God is the origin of love. God first loved us. And that enables us to share that love with others. God is not only the beginning, the origin of love, but verse 8 tells us that God is love. God is love. The very nature of God is love. Think about that. Try to wrap your mind around that. That God is love. Everything that God does for us and everything He says originates from His love for us. He created us in love. And when we fell into sin, instead of giving up on us and destroying us, He set about to redeem us. He showed His love for us as He sent His Son to pay the sacrifice for sins. He sent His Son into the world to die on the cross as the propitiation for our sins. In verse 10, we see what propitiation means. That He was the atoning sacrifice, that He made us at one with God. The atoning sacrifice for our sins. Sacrifice had to be made for our sins. In other words, Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. A very special name for us here at Our Redeemer. Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And He does that so that we might live through Him. Because of God's love and forgiveness, we have eternal life in His name. So we see love begins with God. First, love begins with God. And second, God's love has a dramatic effect upon us. Verse 7 says that we are born of God through holy baptism. We are born again of water and the Spirit and become children of God. Our old natural birth has been superseded by a supernatural birth. We have been transformed or changed. And we are no longer the same persons because of that transformation. Once we were lost, but now we are found. At one time we were dead, but now we are made alive. At one time we were enemies of God, but Holy Scripture says that we are considered His dear friends. No better than that, His dear children. And not only were we born of God, we know God. We possess knowledge of God that unbelievers do not have. And do we not just know God, have intellectual knowledge of God, but we know God personally and intimately because we are recipients of His love. And as we love others, because God first loved us, this is one of the effects of God's love upon us, the love that He has for us. It enables us to love others as He first loved us. Our love for one another is in response to God's infinite love for each and every one of us. We show the same kind of selfless, sacrificial love towards others, thereby witnessing to the love of God in Christ Jesus. Well, the Apostle John says it well. Beloved, if God so loved the world, we also ought to love one another. You see, love that is of God is dynamic and explosive. It cannot just be and just remain between God and me. Its presence in our lives is shown by the way that it reaches out to others. First, love originates with God. Second, God's love has a dramatic effect upon us. And third, love becomes the distinguishing mark of Christ's followers. After Jesus had washed His disciples' feet in that upper room in John chapter 13, He tells His disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are My disciples if you have love for one another." Unbelievers recognize Jesus' disciples by their love. Believers give evidence to being disciples by their love for one another. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. And I've talked to many of you, and you have said, "Yes, they knew I was a Christian. They knew I acted different, and they wanted to know what was different." The difference is the love of God that we have received, that we share with others, that becomes a distinguishing mark of Christians. When the early church was just getting started, those outside of the church would watch how people inside the church treat one another. And they responded by saying, "My, how they love one another." A distinguishing mark of Christians. Vicar and I talk quite regularly. We are the church. We're not going to act like the world. We are going to love. And how we treat our employees and how we treat each other, how we act as a community, and what we do, say, and think. You see, they will truly know we are Christians by our love. Our standard of loving is Christ's love for us. And His love is unconditional without any limits. He loves us sacrificially. However, our love is not always like that. Because all too often we put conditions on love. Sometimes we say, I will love you if you do this and this and this and this and this. Or we say, I will love you until you do something that upsets me or bothers me. But the reality is that as followers of Jesus, we are under an obligation to keep on loving. To love is one debt that is never paid off. St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13, verse 8, we owe nothing to anyone except to love each other. Whenever we talk about love, we have to remember that love is more than simple warm feelings, butterflies in our stomachs. Love is an attitude that is revealed in action. Love is really much more of a verb than a noun. Love is what we do. Read the great love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 sometime, and see how St. Paul describes love. He says, love is patient. Love does not envy or boast. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Paul then says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love is hospitality. Love is sharing your time and your talent and your treasures. Love is. February is almost here, and the stores, they're ready for you to go out and buy your Valentines. The aisles are prepared. They have been for weeks. But this year, as we think about love, love that originated from God, love that changes us and transforms us, love that is the distinguishing mark of a Christian, we have to ask ourselves this question. How can we love others as Jesus loved us? Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.